slowly.
Doing what slowly?
Counting.
Spell that.
Count to.
Oh, counting?
Mm-hmm.
We would just say counting slowly.
Well, would you do that? Count to 15.
I don't get your question.
Would you count to 15 now slowly?
You want me to count to 15 slowly?
Mm-hmm.
What's the sense of that?
Well, it's just different pronunciations, you know.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Okay. And the number after 19.
What about 19?
The number after 19.
20.
And
now, this girl out here, when she was in England, would say 20, which is correct. T-W-E-N, one syllable, T-Y, 20.
Uh-huh.
That's correct. We don't say that.
Uh-huh.
We say 20, 30, 40, and so on.
Uh-huh. And the number after 26 is?
27.
And after 69?
60.
69 is?
70.
And after 99?
100.
And 999?
1,000.
And 10 times 100,000?
1 million.
And if you had a line of people standing somewhere, the person at the head of the line would be called the...
If you want to do what?
If you had a line of, say, 11 people, the last man in line would be the 11th man. The man at the head of the line would be the...
The first man.
Okay, keep going.
What?
Behind him would be the...
The what?
Behind him would be
the second man.
Keep going.
What? Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th.
And you say sometimes you feel you get your good luck just a little at a time, but your bad luck comes all...
At the same time.
Or all... You say all at...
At once.
Okay. And if you said something two times, you would be saying it...
Twice.
And would you name the months of the year slowly?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
And the days of the week?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Is there another name for either Saturday or Sunday?
Other names?
Uh-huh.
Well, the color force called Saturday used to Saturday. The old timers, 100 years ago, referred to Sunday as the Sabbath or the
mm-hmm.
Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
But I never hear that now.
Mm-hmm. And if you meet someone during the early part of the day, what do you say is a greeting?
Good morning, even though it might be 1 minute before noon.
Uh-huh. If you were leaving someone around 11 o'clock in the morning, would you have a greeting you'd use when you were leaving them?
We would just say, if we're meeting someone, you say?
If you're leaving.
Leaving. Just goodbye.
Uh-huh.
Any time of day, all night.
Do you ever use the expression, good day?
No, I never use it. Sometimes I get pretty particular and say, good forenoon, but that sounds rather stilted.
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon
mm-hmm.
is more... likely to be used,
mm-hmm.
or good evening,
mm-hmm. Excuse me, go ahead.
Or good night.
Uh-huh. What's the difference between afternoon and evening?
That's open to question. I should say after 6 o'clock it's evening.
Mm-hmm. And if you had to get up and start work before the sun was shining, you'd say we had to get up before...
Sunrise or sun up.
And we worked until?
Sundown or sunset, mostly sundown.
And you say, this morning I saw the sun
rise.
And at 6 o'clock the sun